food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 3 May 2022, and boy, you are in for a treat tonight. The program is scheduled for just me to be talking. At a last-minute blessing, we're able to bring up a special guest. I'm bringing up in a few minutes. You're going to be glad you listen tonight. I promise you that. Before we go to our guest, though, don't forget this weekend, we are going to have Bible study again this weekend. And it starts 10:30, as usual, with prayer requests and testimonies and what are people going to share for a little while. Then we go into current events and prophecy, and then we go into Bible studies. So this coming Saturday, 10:30 a.m. Eastern, why don't you join us? If you have a computer and you can get online, go to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, and find live stream and click on there. And you can watch us. If you don't mind looking at my face, you can watch us for a while and tune in, call in, share your thoughts with us. Or you can listen on the phone. If you dial this number, 339-209-5013. That's 339-209-5013. And again, I'll make mention, too, of this past lesson that Phil Hudock actually did this past Saturday. And I did do a little bit of prophecy from the Scriptures, tied in with it. And, folks, a very powerful teaching that Phil did, a wonderful teaching that everyone should see. And I think you need, if you want a copy of a DVD, I suggest DVD because there are some videos showing, you're going to want to see this. It's a powerful two-hour teaching. It's 10:50. It's what it is for a DVD. Make all the copies you want of it. Share it to all your friends. We don't care. They're not copyrighted. And the one I did before that, The Beast, The Mark, and The Great Reset, people are ordering it, and they're liking it. Folks, it's so important. We got to know where we are in prophecy. And the pastors in America either don't know or don't want to know or afraid to share it. I don't know which. They won't talk about current events. I guess they're afraid to lose congregation. I don't want to start preaching about this, but folks, if the pastor's not teaching you what's going on in the world today in the line of Scripture, he's not doing his job. That's all there is to it. And I hope you know what I'm saying because I care. I do care. And I want the best to try and make things work out for you. And the book we're offering right now, too, the new book is called The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America. It's for people that want to know what America, how it was founded, what happened in behind the scenes. It's pretty straightforward. And the guy that wrote it is a historian. He's not a Christian, so he makes comments on the Scripture historically, but not from a Christian viewpoint. But it's a good book. $15 to get in your hands, about 120 pages long. Now, without any further ado, I want to get to our guest ASAP. Our guest tonight is a gentleman who wrote a book some years ago called The Harbinger. And what a powerful book. It was a New York bestseller. This guy is bringing out information of current events, tying it to prophecy over the last 2,500 years, bringing it all forward to today, and telling people of the signs and what's going to happen in the future, because, folks, it's in the book. If you understand the scripture, you understand what's going on. This gentleman brought forth a lot of information that I was tickled to hear because I see the word of God being fulfilled and it builds my faith every day. We've come out with a movie now called The Harbingers of Things to Come. Now, you can go to a theater and watch it here on May 12th and 19th. We'll tell you about that in a little bit. But our guest tonight is Mr. Jonathan Kahn. Jonathan, it's an honor to have you, my friend. Thanks for joining us.
It's an honor to be with you again, Pastor Butch.
It's been a long time. It has been, and I apologize. But, you know, you're kind of a hard guy to get a hold of sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes I can't get a hold of myself, you know.
And probably get scared when you do. But anyway,
that's right.
I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule doing this, Jonathan, because what you've done is really, really a wonderful work for the glory of God. Now, I know, I'll be honest with you. The first time I looked at your material and read some of your book, I wasn't doubting what you're saying, but I've learned to watch people and watch what they say and tie with the Bible, and I can't do that overnight. But after watching you and reading the scripture, reading the Bible, and following you through what you said, you matched prophecy very well. And I want to say that I congratulate you on that for the glory of God that you listened to the Holy Spirit and did a very good job. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Pastor. It's an honor to be used of the Lord, you know, and we just want to do His will and just be, you know, my job is to be a watchman and sound the trumpet and, you know, just do as He said and not mess it up, you know, and so that's what
Amen.
I'm doing. You know, it's Him, you know.
Well, you know, I'm disappointed in a lot of churches today, Jonathan, because they don't want to see this. They don't want to take current events and look at Bible and seeing that they were seeing prophecy being fulfilled. For some reason, they just don't want to see it. And it's been fulfilled every day all over the world, but here in America at a very quick pace, is it not?
It is. It seems to be accelerating. I mean, it is accelerating. You know, it's accelerating, first of all, what's happening to America. We've never seen anything like it, you know, in our lifetime, ever. It's unprecedented. And this is all part of it, too. And in the world, I mean, things that even people who don't believe are sensing what is going on. Things are falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening?
Mm-hmm.
And we have the answer. We know we have the hope. So we aren't to panic, but we are to know the signs of the times.
I totally agree. In this movie you're bringing out, The Harbinger of Things to Come, what is the movie? What's it about?
Yeah, this is going to be like a prophetic explosion on the movie screens, and it's going to be, across the country, because the Lord just opened the door for this. It's going to be really a prophetic revelation of where we are, what is really happening, where are we prophetically, what has been happening, where we are now, and where is it going, what's the future, and what do we need to know, for the future, to stand, to prevail, to be, you know, to go forth, and is there hope, you know, so it's all those things. It's going to start with the Harbinger, but most of what's in the movie was not in the Harbinger. Most of it has what's come after, because it hasn't stopped. The mystery of the Harbinger has not stopped at all. It's continued. The Harbingers have continued. America has continued. So it's actually, we're right in this mystery, and it's really, you know, what's happening in America is exactly what it said would happen. So this is a wake-up call. This is a prophetic trumpet. I'm going to be sharing things that I'm going to be showing something. I actually have held on to like images, actually things caught on camera that were foreshadowing what was going to happen. I'm actually going to show it for the first time on the screen, and there are things that we found and dig up. So I'm kind of taking the viewer on a journey across America to, you know, to these key prophetic places and where it's uncovering the mystery. So just to say this, it is not only for believers. It's also for, if you have unbelieving friends, bring them out, because it's really hard to argue with. It's really hard to what to say to this in the midst of it. So bring them out. So it's going to be, I know you mentioned, it's going to be May 12th, and that's Thursday night, one night, except there's been so, what they told me is there's been so much response that's why they're doing a second premiere the next week, as you said, May 19th. So it's Thursday night and the next Thursday night, and it's all across the country. So people, to find out where it is, all they have to do is remember the title. It's The Harbingers of Things to Come. Just go online, or theharbingersofthingstocome.com, and you'll find out where it is. So it's going to be all over, and bring unsaved friends.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, we need, and this, I don't know how to explain this to people except to say it right out. Jonathan, what you're doing will boost the faith of believers. But what you're doing will reach non-believers because they can see what you're saying is true, is coming to pass in our nation. They can see the Bible being fulfilled. So really, you know, it's in a sense, prophecy and what's happening is to reach the non-believer, is it not?
Yeah, and yeah, absolutely. You said it right on. For believers, it is a confirmation of our faith, and we need to know the signs of the times, and we need to warn. For unbelievers, it's also, you know, I came to the Lord. I was an atheist. I came to the Lord because of prophecy. You know, because I couldn't argue it away. It was real, and so it is absolutely for that. And when believers, you know, kind of when they miss out on prophecy and the signs of the times, they miss out also on evangelizing in that way, because it's so powerful. And that's what we're praying, that, you know, God's going to use it, because, you know, millions have read the books, you know, but there's still millions who don't read, you know, and there's millions of unsaved. So that's what we're doing in another way, so it can touch those people. And, I mean, of course, then touch us as well, because we have to know. You know, I'm the first one, Pastor Butch, to be, like, overwhelmed, like, whoa, Lord, wow, you know. And as you said also, it's also that, you know, some people say, well, that's scary. But if you're a believer, it's saying that God is in control. He's
Amen.
In charge.
Amen.
It's all there, you know.
It should boost your faith. It should excite us, because we're seeing what's prophesied thousands of years ago come to pass in our lifetime. But, you know, I look it the wrong way, but I think some pastors are scared of prophecy. I don't know whether they're scared to see it, or they're afraid maybe that they're going to say something to have somebody come in and speak something, and maybe it isn't true. It's going to hurt the church. I don't know. But the Bible, there's a blessing for understanding prophecy, is there not? In the book of Revelation.
Yeah, it is there for a reason, and so much of the Bible is prophecy, and the Lord told us to watch and be aware and to know the signs of the times, you know, because he's coming, you know. And so if you didn't have that, you'd look at the world and you'd give up hope. But we know we have hope, so even if it gets darker, it's going to get brighter, you know, when
Amen.
He comes. So we, all these things are that. We, you know, this is an hour to stand strong, and so what this, you know, so what the harbinger of things to come, it's a trumpet call, a wake up call, and it's also a charge. I mean, it's revealing all these things, and also the call of God for the hour.
Well, now, what you're seeing happening, and I know this will be in the movie, and I don't want to take away from the movie, but that question
okay.
I want to ask. We're seeing so many things happen today with the we'll call it the cancel culture, the left libtards and their homosexuality and transgenderism and on. Praise God, it looks like maybe we had a great move in the Supreme Court. We may have overturned Roe v. Wade. We'll see. That isn't for sure yet, but it looks like they have. So praise God for that. But all the other things are going on. All the immorality and the brainwashing of our children in school, that they can be boys or girls or both or whatever. Is this also part of what's revealed in the last days?
Yes, yes, yeah, yeah. On every count. First of all, you know, one is the Bible says in the last days there'll be evil will increase, immorality shall increase, the love of many shall grow cold, men shall be lovers of themselves. So all that is what it said was going to happen, be a great falling away. Well, we're watching it. I mean, that is a sign of biblical prophecy. And then on top of that, what the harbinger is revealing is, you know, it's a warning of a nation under judgment. And the thing is that the first, you know, what happened in ancient Israel is first came these warnings and these signs that appeared in its last days warning them. Well, those same signs have appeared in America now warning us, and that's what the harbinger is revealing. But what happened after that? What happened after that is the nation, instead of returning back to God, it went farther from God. It they actually got worse, you know, and that's
exactly
what has happened since 9/11 and since the harbingers, since that first shaking. We are following the template given in the Bible of a nation under judgment, and we're following the harbinger template, which is what's happening there. You know, one of the things that, you know, the Bible says in Isaiah, it says, one of those who call evil good and good evil. Now think about that. It first says evil good, then it says good evil. Well, what was the first part? The first part was that it was America was embracing, you know, what is evil. And so, hey, it's okay. It's, you know, let's accept this, let's accept that,
Right.
Anything goes, do your own thing. It's all right. That's the first stage. It's evil is good. But the second stage is calling good evil. So now it's gone to the point where it's not saying tolerance anymore. It's saying we don't want you to talk anymore. We want to to cancel you out. If you don't bow your knee to this new morality, we're going to cancel you out. And so this is actually part of the biblical mystery. And when you look at the last, and this is the harbinger mystery, because when you look at the last days of Israel, they were trying to cancel out the people of God. You know, when judgment came to Jerusalem, Jeremiah was in prison. They tried to cancel him out. You know, so we are even that, Pastor Butch, even that, even this whole thing that we're watching, canceled, is part of the mystery and part of the biblical template.
Absolutely. And people don't understand. America is all through the scriptures, folks. And if you understand who America is in the end times and who we are, this all ties together so well that it's absolutely just like you can finally see the forest for the trees. It's actually there. And we can see what's coming down this country because we're following the same pattern Israel did, basically. And you know what happened to Israel? Well, payday for America is going to be even more harsh because we had something Israel didn't have. We had that we had on this side of the cross with Christ coming and going. And give us grace to live this, in this country and with His complete word to live by. So you are tying all this together in a movie. But I'm just curious, why did you make a movie not write another book?
Well, I'm actually working on another book right now. Right while we talk, write this down. I'm working on. But the thing is, you know, we are now in a more critical time. You know, when you look at this mystery with the harbinger, this the Bible's template of judgment. First comes the strike on the land. Well, that happened with us in 9/11. It always happens years before the great shakings come. And then comes this period of time where the nation is given to come back to God. And if it doesn't, greater shakings come until it heads to judgment. So we are now, if you look at where America was back then with 9/11, and back then we were saying, hey, you know, Christians were saying, boy, America's going away from God. Well, that was nothing compared to where we are now. I mean, we could hardly imagine what's being done now. I mean, would you ever think, if you're looking at children's cartoons that are endorsing immorality, blasphemy, abomination to the children, you know, we ever believe, you know, Disney would be that, you know, I mean, it's like, these are the last days. So we are at a more dangerous time now. So it is the thing of the movie is to get this out to as many people as possible by all means possible. You know, it's going to be, you know, the Lord just opened the door, so it's going to be in theaters in like every, you know, across the entire country. So, you know, where they normally put Hollywood stuff and a lot of junk, it's going to be the Word of God, it's going to be the revelation of God, it's going to be prophecy, it's going to be God is going to be in the theater.
Well, now, are you seeing, the church as a whole wanting to see this? Are you seeing a lot of churches just refuse to want to know these things for some reason? Are you seeing an acceptance or a rejection by most churches?
Well, it's hard. Yeah, it's hard for me to, you know, gauge that because I wouldn't know about, a church that doesn't go. You know, I wouldn't know. But the thing is this, what we've heard is the response has been so great, you know, that's the reason, well, you know, it's a one night event, but that's the reason that Fathom, which is the company that does all these kind of things, they opened up a second one because they said the response has been overwhelming. So I can't speak for everybody. I don't know where dead churches are. I don't know where apathetic. I don't know where churches are just out. I have no interest. I don't know, but I do know that all over the country, people are getting tickets. In fact, it's selling out. It's sold out where we are. That's why they did the next one. So, I'm actually hoping that believers and churches, you know, go, they go, and then the next on the 12th, and then on the 19th, bring out unsaved people. You know, because that's the ultimate thing.
Amen.
Bring out people who need to
Amen.
Know. And the other thing is, you and I were talking just before the program, but I don't always mention this because I don't even have a chance. But for there also the other thing that's happening is that as soon as it goes on in the theaters, right after that, for 1 month, they're going to allow churches and, you know, ministries and, you know, any facility where to have their own showing of the movie for 1 month. And, I mean, during that 1 month, and where they can invite out unsaved people, invite out, have their people bring it out. So that's the other thing, too. So it's going to be in the theaters, but it's also going to be in the churches after.
Well, I know that in the movie, the Harbinger of Things to Come, you're going to reveal a prophetic image in a video sequence that's never been shown to anywhere before. I know you can't tell us all about that, but what is that about?
Yeah, this is, you know, I mean, you as a student of prophecy know that God uses like symbols and foreshadows and vision, you know, when he's revealing things to come. Well, an amazing thing happened that I've pretty much kept hidden because because I just never have released it, happened a while back before all these things happened. And it literally, it was like, it's going to sound, you know, without seeing it, but you'll see it. But it was actually captured on film, on a camera, and then on a video. It was actually captured, which is literally a prophetic foreshadow of everything that was going to happen. And I've kind of kept this because I was there. It actually happened while we were at the pedestal of the Statue of Liberty at the Gate of America. And it was captured. And so now in doing this, I said, we got to release this on the movie. So it's going to actually be in the harvest of things to come. They're going to see this prophetic. I mean, I think one person who had an advanced look at it said they had goosebumps. It was like bone chilling. But it's so powerful because God is so powerful and he's real.
Wow. Wow, I gotta see this movie. I really do. I hope it's playing somewhere near me. I live in West Virginia, out in the boondocks. It's sometimes hard to see anything here, but anyway, I'm gonna do my best to see this. At least get to see, show it at our Bible studies, during our Bible study. And one day soon, folks, I'm gonna ask if John can join us at our Bible study via Skype and go into some more detail about this. So, I know we're gonna take a break here in just about another 7 minutes. What do you see happening next in this country? Just give us an update what you see coming down.
Well, we're at a real dangerous crossroad, and that is that if America does not turn back to God, America's lost, and America's going to head for judgment. One of the things is, you know, one of the things that all this is revealing is that even the shakings that have come upon us now with the COVID, with you know, the cities burning, with the division of America, with just things falling apart, that's all part of it. That's what happens to a nation. That's what happens when it turns away from God. So the thing is, unless there is revival, we're going to see greater shakings and we're going to see judgment. But we got to pray for revival. But there's no revival without repentance.
Amen. Amen. There's no salvation without repentance. It's impossible. Yep. And it's easy believing stuff done. Cut it, folks. Unless you truly repent, you have no hope. There's no hope for you. But now, we're watching this country, the world. Now, I mean, the world's insane. We know that. But I live in America. And I'm watching it fall apart in every way, including economically. The infrastructure's falling apart as far as our morals are basically going. And our country falling apart with the food prices and food scarcity, and 22 food warehouses and processing plants have either burnt down or blown up in the last couple of months. Do you see this part of the prophecy also?
Yeah, I wrote, you know, and I mentioned it in the movie, but I wrote in the original book, The Harbinger. I mean, the first book I wrote was The Harbinger when you and I talked, and it's coming true. That's I wrote the last book I wrote is The Harbinger too, because it's coming true. It's unfolding. And there's a chapter in there called Things to Come. And in that chapter called Things to Come, it says what happens to a nation that has been warned, you know, in this template and doesn't turn back. Well, it goes into the different things that happen, and one of the things that happens is that you have disorder, civil disorder. Well, we got that. You have natural calamities. You have man-made calamities. Now, however you view COVID, either way, we got it. You have economic deterioration. Well, we got it. We have it now. You have decline in the world. Well, we're declining right now. You have, nice. Everything that was in there is happening. And let me tell you, I'll tell you something else here that is a mystery there. In the original book, The Harbinger, and I asked the question, and then in the Harbinger 2, I answered, and in the movie, I show it. And that is this. The question is asked, how long is it from the first, the strike, that when the enemy makes a strike in the land, that's a biblical pattern of judgment, that years before the great shakings come, there's a strike, there's a warning, a shaking. That was, for us, that was our 9-11. That was 9-11. That's what happened with us. So, that's when all the harbingers start appearing. Well, it says, how long is it from that until the greater shakings come? Well, the answer is that when you look at Jerusalem, that first strike came in 605 BC. The greater shakings come on the land starting in 586 BC. Well, that's 19 years. That's a 19-year period. And the Bible speaks about 19 years. 19 is as judgment. In the 19th year, Nebuchadnezzar came on the land on the 19th year. Well, okay, so therefore, when was 9/11? It was 2001. So could the 19th year be the year that begins greater shakings? Well, Then what is the 19th year? The 19th year is 2020. 2020 is the year.
And the plague. The plague.
Exactly.
Yes.
The plagues come upon. Listen, for years I was looking at 2020 before it happened and saying, is this going to be the times of shaking coming along? Well, the plague comes. And you know what, Pastor Butch, is that Jeremiah, when he spoke about what was going to happen in the 19th year of Israel, of its judgment, he said, one of the things that's going to happen is a plague is going to come on the land in the 19th year. And what is the name of the plague? The plague is COVID and then the number 19.
That's very true. And whether this was a man-made or this is a lot of fake, and I tend to believe it was, nonetheless, it shut down the country. The world, it shut down the world. I mean, in my mind, Jonathan, this was a practice run from the elite to see if the world would bow their knee to their masters. And they did, as a whole, including most churches in America, did the same thing, bowed their knee to the masters. And they shut down the economy. People lost their jobs. People lost their homes. People now committing suicide. Young people are committing suicide in record numbers now because of all this. They see no hope. They had no hope. We took that away from them. So this is definitely a harbinger, if you will, of things prophesied in the past of breaking the staff of bread and taking away the peace from the people in the world. And we're fitting in just like Israel did, a nation that one time was revered worldwide. They become a gazing stock, a laughing stock. The same thing's happened to America, hasn't it?
Yeah. Well, this is the Bible. I mean, that's why it's so important to know the Bible. And the Bible speaks of pestilence. One of the.
Yes,
when you look what he has. It's like a trinity of things. He says famine, pestilence, and the sword. You know, and we have like all sorts of, we have the pestilence. We have glimpses of famine with shortages. I mean, with that we're not fulfilling it. And we've had the sword with 9/11. Coming there, and we've had all these things. So this is also a year of the Shemitah, which is a whole other thing where I never predict with this thing, but to be aware of what could happen. We are experiencing those things, and there's so much, and we can't even go into it, but there's so much with where we are now. And I put this in the movie about even the day that the plague was officially come to America and announced in America, that exact day was part of a biblical mystery that pinpointed the day. Even the place where it focused, it's really mind-boggling. But the thing is, this is shaking, and the question is, what are we going to do about it as God's people?
Well, I would like to think that, especially, I'm talking about God's people here, the truly born again believers will see this and repent. And I think most of the truly born again will see this and possibly repent. But the many that go to church are not truly born again. And I'm not throwing stones here. I'm just telling the truth. They're not truly born again. They never repent of their sins. They go there because it feels good to do this. In Matthew 7, Christ said the same thing. These people raised the dead, healed the sick, fed the hungry. I never knew them. So, folks, it behooves us beyond any words I can express that you need to make sure that you have repented and I'm born again. Don't just believe. The Satan believes. And he trembles, but he's not born again. So these are important things. Now, we've got to go to break in just a few seconds here. After the break, we're going to take some phone calls, too, folks. If you want to talk to us, you can at 844-769-2944. Again, Jonathan Kahn, a new movie coming out. I'm looking forward to seeing him. Folks, I think this is something you don't want to miss. I promise. Back at the break.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demander Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life of over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demander a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Well, we are back here talking to Jonathan Kahn, and I hope everyone out there will make a special try to see The Harbinger of Things to Come. It's going to show in the movie theaters on May 12th and the 19th. I am going to try to find a theater near where I live that will show this movie. Again, I live out in the kind of middle of nowhere, not many theaters around here. Actually, only one within driving distance that's comfortable to get to. And maybe by the grace of God, I'll get to see it. But if not, I will get the DVD, and I'll show it in our fellowship. That's a promise. But folks, if you can get to it, get to it. If you have any questions tonight, you give us a call, please, 844-769-7262. 2944. I was saying before the break, Jonathan, I'll share very quick on the air. I had before, I shared again. My job in the military and the Air Force was communications. I was the one who would track the MiG jets, the Russian fighters, when they were up at over, you know, anywhere in the world, but especially over Vietnam and during the war there and other places. And as Morse code, I would intercept their signals. I was actually a CIA spy, is what they called us, kind of a low-level spy. And they would, when I would say they're up, I mean, the direction finder behind me would get all excited. He'd come over and start seeing what I was typing, and he'd try to get, you know, get everything going as fast as he could. He would get a whole two more bases over somewhere else in the world. I had the main beam. I was the one on the main beam. I was tracking them. But two of the bases would come on and do a triangulation to see where they were exactly. They knew they were out there in the general direction because I was tracking them, but they didn't know where in that direction. So they'd ride in the base from one side of the world, another side of the world, and it triangle it, that this is where they are. They're over China or whatever it may be. This is where they are. Well, the same thing with Scripture. The Bible is the main beam. It tells you what's out there and what's coming. But if you take history and current events and cross them over, you can see where we are in time, can't you?
Oh yeah. And it's, you know, this, you know, the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun, and so it says that these things that were put in the Bible are for our understanding. Therefore, are well done. So the thing is that when the Lord put these things there, these are patterns, these are templates. God is consistent. So when God does something, you know, there's a pattern to it. There is a consistency to it. So when you look in the Bible, you see that. So one, you see it through prophecies. Two, you see it through the patterns that God deals with, or the biblical templates, and all of them are converging right now. So, you know, and it's almost like you have to be blind. I mean, you know, that, you know, Pastor Butch, it started, I wasn't looking for this, like with Arjun. I was standing on ground zero. That's when this all started. And I see this object. The object is this tree that's been struck down. And
yes,
something
yes.
says to me, you got to search this out. You got to search it. And I did, and it becomes the first puzzle piece of this mystery. It keeps getting bigger. It becomes the harbinger. And it was all there. It's like, you know, when I look at it, after, it's almost like how can anybody miss it? It's there. It's gigantic. I mean, so gigantic that you even have like politicians who don't even know what they're doing. They're quoting
sure.
the scripture of judgment on America. They don't even know what they're doing, but they're all part of it. And the thing is that I knew that when I wrote it, I knew that it wasn't the end. It was the beginning because the template says, you know, that it's going to keep going because that's just the beginning. And so that's why I knew one day I would have to write a sequel to The Harbinger because it was going to be continuing. And then I think it was 2019, just before 2020, just before everything happened, I'm praying about, okay, Lord, what's the book for the next year for 2020? And I thought, I had three books in my mind. I said, Lord, okay, which one is it? You know, and I got back none of them. You know, it is time to do The Harbinger, the sequel, The Harbinger 2, because the next year that's coming, which is 2020, is going to be a year of great shakings beginning on America and the world. And the thing is that it's going to be the continuation of what began with a harbinger. And you have to let God's people know what is happening, how to be prepared. And so in January of 2020, I began writing the sequel to the harbinger. Nothing had happened yet. Nothing happened. About 2.5 months later, everything happened, and we're still in it. So God always prepares us, you know. So God prepares us before these things happen, and that's why now the next stage is, as you said, is the movie to get out to those who need to hear.
Amen. Yeah, what you've revealed, what you've done, is far beyond anything that I've been blessed to have so far. But several years ago, I was in a bathroom shaving. I get ready to go to work. I was still working then, and the Lord said in my spirit to go look up Daniel 8:25. Look up the word peace. Or he destroy many through peace.
Okay.
And everyone knows what the word peace means. It means absence of war. And I said, well, he'll destroy many through peacekeeping forces. He'll just make the world obey. But, you know, I looked that up, and I didn't get on my chair the rest of that day. I started looking up, and it all come together. So, I mean, I was thought, how wonderful this is. You know the word peace means in that? It means false security and prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
He destroys many through false security and prosperity.
Yeah.
And who is man turned to make himself secure? Has it been God or man or government?
Mm-hmm.
And they promise us all kinds of things, don't they?
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. You know, most believe, when you look at the state of America, it has to tell us something about the state of the church, because it could never have gotten the way it is now if the church had been the light and the salt it was supposed to be. So it means the church. church has become complacent in easy times. You know, a God of, God, it's preached all over America. God is the God who's going to, he's going to give you more things that you want. He's going to be your personal trainer. He's going to be your success motivator. That's not the gospel.
No, it is not the gospel.
And you cannot, because we've gotten in such soft times. I mean, that kind of preaching could never have survived in the book of Acts, and that's why we haven't had the book of Acts. So, we got to pray for the church to wake up and to come to become strong, and that hopefully all these things that are happening in the culture, it'll start raising up people who will draw a line in the sand and say, no more. No matter what happens, I don't care what they do, I'm going to let the chips fall where they may, I am standing for God all out.
Amen. Amen. That's we're getting down to the nitty-gritty now, I guess you say, where either you're going to submit yourself to Christ and have faith and follow Him, and it's going to cost something. It's going to cost something. Persecution upon true believers is going to increase dramatically, in my opinion, over the next even few months. The food shortage is going to be hectic, really bad by this fall, I do believe, and maybe even quicker than that. Food prices are soaring. Gasoline went up to a record high in our state today, $4.15.9, a record high in our state. We are seeing things come together on America that have been judged so severely by God because of our unrepented of sins. It's not that He won't forgive us, folks. He can forgive us. We didn't say we're sorry yet. But we're going to take phone calls in a minute. Hang in there. Jonathan, anything you want to add before we take your phone calls?
Well, just that's absolutely right. And the other thing is that I believe that all these things are going to force God's people to either go one way or the other. And so for those who say, listen, that's it, no more compromise, I'm standing for God, you're going to become great, because these are the days that produce greatness, not the easy times, these times. We are living in days when the grays are disappearing. So one part of the gray is getting darker, the other part is getting lighter. If the dark is getting darker, the lights have to get lighter. And for those who will stand like this, you're going to become like Paul, you're going to become like Elijah, because that it's going to force us to become great.
Very well put. You're going to have to choose your master, folks, and every day you postpone that, it's another day that your heart can become hardened, and God forbid you become reprobate. But that's prophesied also in Romans chapter 1, folks. This is all for real. Let's talk to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor. I read all of Mr. Kahn's books.
Okay, great.
Everyone.
Great.
Everyone. But I've also read the Bible.
Amen.
And it says that we will not repent. A lot of us will not repent. And that everything is going to be fulfilled beyond Revelation. There will be repentance. But there's going to be more of us that don't. And everything we do to get someone to see the light puts us that much further. I agree that. If we can save one soul, if one person will listen,
amen.
Then we've done our duty. We've done our job.
Yes, we have. Amen.
But we're too far gone. We're just too far gone.
Yeah, it's, if I look at, and it's good to hear what you're saying there, if I look at, in my eyes of what I see in America, I don't see revival, I don't see any of that. I see it getting much worse. At the same time, we always have to have hope to be praying for the Lord to touch and to save, and He can always, we never know, sometimes it comes through judgment, sometimes, it may take something bigger than a 9/11, after 9/11 people were flocking to churches, but there was no repentance, and you're not going to have revival without repentance. So the thing is that sometimes it has to get much worse before it gets better. And also, if you look at the next generation, they are so indoctrinated out. So these are the last days,
yes.
Yes, but he says the gospel will be preached to all nations. So we got to keep doing it, and the Spirit will be poured out. So we got to, no matter what, God's going to have us. He's going to have a way to glorify Him, shine, and whoever listens, as you said out there in Iowa, one person gets saved, doesn't matter. We got to do the right thing. We got to proclaim the light, and whatever happens, happens.
Amen. And that's that is a hope that Jan we can have, and this is a hope I have, that maybe when things do start getting worse, maybe people will look back. Hey, I remember that guy saying this is going to happen. Let's go search him out and ask him questions. Maybe more souls will start turning to Christ. But that we also know many of them are even hardening their hearts further. We know that's Bible also. Good call, Jan. I got to jump. Good call. Thanks, sweetheart. She's always there. Bless your heart. Let's go next to Doug in Kentucky. Doug, come on in. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Butch. It's
hey,
a
Doug, by the way, are you a first-time caller?
Uh, Yes, sir.
Well, you're part of the family now, so make stuff to home. Come right on in.
I'm just over the mountain from you.
All right. Yeah, you are. What's on your mind?
I've read a lot of Mr. Kahn's books there, and there's a prophecy in Malachi. I'm sure all of you are familiar with it, about remembering the law of Moses and for the great and terrible day of Yahweh, that he would send Elijah, Eliyahu, the prophet, and turn the heart of his fathers to the children, and children to the fathers, lest he come smite the earth with a curse. So, and I think we're in these end times, brother. You know, you've had a lot of people on there, and you've talked about it, and it sounds like we're there. So what I was wondering, and I've heard Mr. Kahn, I think on the Jim Baker Show, talk about the Elijah ministry, and I just wonder, where is Elijah? You know, because I really can't frame the end times without putting Elijah in it, because I think Malachi is a prophecy for our time. So
okay.
How do you think that Elijah plays into these end times? And I'll let you go and listen off the radio. Thank you.
Thank you, Doug, for the call. thanks for joining us. Okay, it's all yours, Jonathan.
Okay, Doug, yeah, great call. First of all, I mean, yeah, we know that prophetically it says, and as you just said, the Hebrew Scriptures end with Malachi saying, God saying, I will, will not come, that day won't come before I send Elijah. So in some way, Elijah's coming. John the Baptist was in the spirit of Elijah for the first coming, but he wasn't the Elijah that's coming for the second coming. So that's going to happen one way or the other. Some people think he's the two witnesses. That's different theories, that he's one of them. But the thing that we can actually apply, because we can't, we can wait for it to happen, but there's something I talk about is the Elijah paradigm, and that is that if many of us grew up in an America that was considered to be Christian, if you remember, a whole different, an age ago, and when the culture at least considers us to be Christian, then it's a different paradigm. In other words, that I call that the David paradigm, when righteousness at least is upheld, but we're not in that anymore. We are in a time when evil reigns. Evil is the predominant cultural truth of America and the West. That's where we are. It's an anti-Christian thing. So we're not in the David paradigm anymore. We're in the Elijah paradigm. Elijah, when Elijah was there, it wasn't goodness on the throne. It was evil on the throne. It was a nation that had turned away from God. So it's a different thing. So we have to be the Elijahs right now. There's a song that people sing. You may sing it, Pastor Butch, at your place. We sing it here. These are the days of Elijah. Well, if these are the days of Elijah, we have to become the Elijahs of the day. So the days of Elijah are that we have to become radical. Elijah was radical. Elijah was revolutionary. Elijah was, he was unbending. He didn't care. He was not of the world. He had to wean himself away from the world. He wasn't dependent on the world. He was dependent on God. And he spoke to the world, and he spoke powerfully to the world. We have to be that too. It's time that we are to be a prophetic people, that we know the signs of the times, but we also be prophetic people, that we have to be a prophetic witness. We are now to speak prophetically to our age. So this is a prophetic time. We have to be prophetic people. And if these are the days of Elijah, let us become the Elijahs of the day.
Amen. Amen. Very good point. The spirit of Elijah should be in us, in what you're saying.
Yes.
We should be talking to people. And folks, we got lines open. You want to call at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. And I'm anxious to see the movie. I don't ask a lot of questions about the movie. I could, but I don't want to spoil it, people. I want them to see it.
But, it's okay. No.
Well, yeah, your movie, I'm excited. How long is it? Hour and a half? How long is the movie?
Yeah. It's 90 minutes. About, from what I know, it's about 90 minutes, an hour and a half, in full length motion picture. And I'm going to be taking, the viewers across America to places of prophetic, where these keys are, where the harbingers are. What harbingers have come since I wrote the book, since the harbingers came out. What's happening now? And I mean, even to going to some mysterious islands where there is like prophetic words or warnings that were embedded there at the beginning of America's history that are now coming true. So it's going to be revealing, like, for instance, it's going to be revealing the inscription that, there was a president of the United States who actually wrote words of judgment on America, on the highest building of America. I mean, that happened since the Harbinger. There is one of the that's going to be in the movie. One of the nine harbingers actually from the first book actually changed. It actually was transformed, and it turned into a even more ominous harbinger of a fall of a nation. And that happened again since the harbinger. There's so much. There was a sign that we're going to show it to you. I mean, people are going to see it. They're not just going to read about it. That appeared over New York City. That was a warning of coming judgment, and you couldn't miss it. It was on the Empire State Building. I mean, there's actually one of the mysteries, and all this is since the harbinger. One of them has to do with the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court actually was part of an ancient biblical mystery, and they didn't realize it, but that it had to do with judgment. So there's so much to be revealed that they're actually going to see it.
Wow.
In the movie, The Harbingers of Things to Come on May 12th and May 19th.
All right, one more question. We'll take another caller. How does January 6th tie in with this?
Okay, that's a big one. Well, there's a book I wrote called The Paradigm, and in it, it talks about how leaders of today are actually following these biblical prototypes from leaders, people in the Bible, because when Israel was falling, there were particular leaders. Well, I won't go into all the mystery of this. This is in The Paradigm, the book I called that. But Donald Trump, one of the things that he followed, I'm not saying he knew it, it just happened, is the paradigm of Jehu. Now, Jehu was unpredictable. Donald Trump, he was wild. He wasn't a politician. He was a fighter. He was unlikely, but God used him. God used Jehu to raise him up to actually oppose the House of Baal. And so, and the House of Baal was actually killing babies. Actually, you know what just happened in the Supreme Court today?
Right.
That happened because Donald Trump, who's a Jehu, put those people in the Supreme Court. Okay? So Jehu went against the killing of babies. Okay? So there's so much to this, but I'll just say this. But there's a time in the Bible when Jehu calls for an assembly in the capital city. Well, Donald Trump called for an assembly. Then the people who were at the assembly went to a great capital building, a building in the capital city. Well, it happened there. Now, this is not political. I'm simply telling you what it is. Then the people, some people of Jehu were supporting Jehu, laid siege to the capital building in the Bible. It actually happened. And the thing is, what happened was when the Capitol Police that week, they announced they had made arrests of those people who were in the Capitol, and they gave the numbers all across the newspapers. They said, we have arrested 80 people. 80 people are the number we arrested. In the Bible, it says those who laid siege to the Capitol building were 80 men. Just exactly that.
Wow.
And the thing, there's so much to this. And now listen, Pastor, and I don't always talk about this, but this actually came true after this is the paradigm. And this is after that. It just came true. But the other thing is, what it was saying is, it was that event was linked to either the beginning of Jehu's reign, but in this case, it was the end of the reign. And so what it, at least for now. And so what it means is that now the people who are in power represent Baal, because that was the temple of Baal. So we are in the days of Baal, and again, there's so much to this, but all the more, if we're in the days of Baal, we got to be the Elijahs.
Well, we got squeezing a couple more calls, so I'm giving about 30, 40 seconds apiece. Let's go to Bruce in Ohio. Bruce, come on in. Welcome. What's on your mind, sir?
Hello, Pastor Butch and Jonathan. I'd like to ask Jonathan, does he see this Russia war with Ukraine in Bible prophecy, and is it possible that God will use Russia to judge America?
Okay, great question. Well, here's the thing. The Bible, we know, speaks, I mean, there are people who debate it, but the Bible speaks about a power to the north of Israel called, Gog and Magog and Rush, and that it's been identified with Russia. So what we could say is this, the very fact that we're living in a time when you have Russia still is a big, gigantic power, and that attacks other, that has, laid siege to other nations. Well, the Bible speaks about this Russia or this power coming down upon Israel in the last days. So we know it's going to happen. So could it be a sign, a foreshadow of that? Yeah, it could. Could God use Russia to? Yeah, He could use Russia and He could use China. It says that if you turn away from me, I'm going to lift up your enemies. Well, that's happened.
Psalm 106 says that. Yes. Psalm 106. Go ahead.
Okay.
You're ahead. I'm sorry, Jonathan. I didn't interrupt you. But I was just saying Psalms 106 verifies you'll put the fear of hate over us.
And then Russia just came up with this Satan missile. You know, that is, they're coming up with all these advanced technologies. So, yeah, it could happen. It could happen.
Good call, Bruce. Right. I got to jump. Another call. Daryl, come on in. You got about 30 seconds. Come on in, Daryl. Daryl on PA.
Yeah, since I'm on limited time, I'll say real quick. I've got Jonathan's books, and I would urge people to go ahead and get those. And I just want to let people know we need to know about American history. So please order from Pastor Butch the 411-page book, The Grand Design Exposed. So get that from Pastor Butch. And I'd also, Pastor Butch, real quick, like to ask for prayer for the people that are out there protesting against baby murder. And that's Jeff White and Gary Roby and his wife. So please,
Amen.
Folks, pray for them.
Amen.
And pray for Pastor Butch and Marcia Jean. Thank you so much, and thank you, Jonathan.
Oh, thank you for the encouragement. Yeah,
and folks, the book you mentioned, just mentioned, 411 pages, $10, delivered to your door. It's a very important book. If you want to know that the capital of such Washington D.C. was called Rome, and the guy that owned it was named Pope. That's true. It's all in there. But anyway, we're down about the last minute and a half, so I'm going to stop phone calls now and turn it over to you, Jonathan, and tell folks how they can order your books and remind them again about the movie.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Butch. Yeah, okay, to get the books, everything from The Harbinger Paradigm, we just talked a little bit about it, and The Harbinger 2 is the last one, just go online. You go online right now, and you can Google any of the books, you'll get it from Amazon, they'll deliver it to you, or any other place, they'll get it right now. So you can get everything. Also, get it for friends who don't know the Lord. As far, the movie is May 12th, that's like a little over a week from now. So it's going to be one night, but they're going to have a second premiere, because some are getting sold out. It's The Harbingers of Things to Come. Just go online and just Google The Harbingers of Things to Come.com. It'll tell you where it is, how to get there. If you can't get there, you may be able to get it in your place, or you may be able to actually show it in your church. But pray that God use it, and also bring out unsaved people. Go on May 12th, but May 19th, bring out people who need to hear. Pray that God uses it, because we need a trumpet call where the hour is late.
Where will we find the theaters that we plan near us?
Yeah, just go to The Harbingers of the title, theharbingersofthingstocome.com. So just take the title.com. It'll have a site. You plug in your zip code. It'll tell you the nearest ones that are there. And then you can actually usually just get tickets right on that site, too.
Yes.
But you can just show up, too. So, yeah, that'll be there. Just remember the title, The Harbingers of Things to Come, and you'll be able to get it.
And Jonathan Kahn, we're about out of time, and I want to thank you for taking, I know you're up to your eyeballs busy, I know that. And I want to thank you for being with us tonight, and I'll be in touch in the future, if you don't mind, to have you join us in a Bible study via Skype, and let you share it with people some more, maybe after this movie's over and you kind of get settled down a little bit, maybe sometime in June or something, we'll give it a shot. How's that?
Well, it's absolute joy to be with you, Pastor Butch, and we won't let it be 10 years again. It's a great,
oh, yes,
great
yeah, I know, and those years go by so fast, don't they?
And keep up the great work for the Lord. You're a watchman on the wall.
That's what we're getting paid for, right, brother?
Well,
I love you a bunch, brother. Good.
Love
thanks for
too.
Tonight, and I will talk to you again
thank
very
you.
In the future. If you need me, you find me, okay?
Thank you, Pastor Butch. God
talk
bless
to you.
You
soon. God bless.
Okay.
And folks, there you go. What can I say? And if you enjoy this kind of programming, could you help us reach more people with some donations, get on more stations? I mean that with all my heart, folks. Not one dime goes in my pocket. It all goes to trying to reach other people. I thank you for your love and praying for us. We'll see you tomorrow night. We'll see you on Melody's program tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC.com. CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.